That's right, people. I want to welcome you out to the show. This is the most interesting man in internet radio. Hey, that felt good to say right there, collective. Nonetheless, this lecture is going to be a very important one, all right? The Ray Massey Show is expanding its horizons, tapping in, if you will. Now, tonight, we're going to be talking about the right hemisphere of the brain. That's right, people. The right hemisphere of the brain. Now, we all know you got left brain thinking and you got right brain thinking. So, tonight, we're going to focus the attention on the right hemisphere. Back down the rabbit hole once again, collective. Get comfortable. Grab your hors d'oeuvres, even though I'm like 47 days clean off the herbs. God damn it, pat myself on the back for that, collective. You know what I'm saying? I was chosen for a specific mission. And let's just say the phone rings and I consistently answer the call. So don't you go nowhere, collective. It's about to get real interesting tonight on the Ray Massey Show. And we're talking about the right hemisphere of the brain. So grab your pen, grab your paper, take some notes. We about to tap in tonight on a very interesting but yet needed topic that people need to know, collective. Because it's a reason why, you know, they, and when I say they, I'm talking about people who run the world, collective. People who designed the matrix on why they shut down the right hemisphere of your brain. And they would rather have you using the left hemisphere 24/7. So don't you go nowhere, collective. We about to tap in. These are the opening remarks. You know, I feel damn good getting back on the podcast. It's been a while. Listen, me and the family was in Florida for 8 days. And let's just say the sun hits different out there. The weather is beautiful. And the vibes were just ridiculously high. You know, it feels good to be able to tap out of the matrix and just sit with friends, family, and yourself, collective. So, listen, we back at it. I'm back at work, and it feels good to actually be back in my favorite place, which is my comfort zone, dropping this heat to the collective. So, we'll be right back after these messages, collective. Don't you go nowhere. This is Ray Massey. And tonight we're talking about the right hemisphere of the brain and just how to strengthen the right hemisphere. Ray Massey, we in full effect tonight, collective. Let's tap in. Right, people, I want to welcome you back to the show, the Ray Massey Show, people. Real talk with Ray Massey, raw and uncut, the most interesting man in internet radio, aka podcast, you know, the audio of things. And we can get to the visuals, you know, that just adds spark to the flame, people. But this audio, clearly I'm in my lane, people. Been doing this thing for quite some time, and I pat myself on the back for that. Why? Because when you create a lane and you got a dream and a vision, right, that's where basically the visual comes from, and you bring that thing to life. So tonight's lecture, we're dealing with the right hemisphere of the brain. And without further ado, people, I hope you enjoyed the transitions and the interludes, because we are about to tap in. So let's set the tone. Breathe, collective. Take a deep breath. Exhale. Now, after that, don't you just feel great? Breathing in that good ass prana, baby. And I'm amped up for tonight's lecture. So without further ado, we're talking about the right hemisphere of the brain. Now, how to strengthen the right hemisphere of the brain, of your brain, all right? Now, I frequently get asked this question, and this is very important to say the least. Now, the right hemisphere of your brain is responsible for creativity, all right? Creativity. It's also responsible for manifestation, okay? Let's just be clear on that. Now, creativity and manifestation all is derived. It comes from your right hemisphere, right brain thinking. Now, the system makes you think very logically, all right? When I say the system, what am I talking about? I'm talking about the matrix, all right? The people who actually run the world and who created this crazy system have us thinking very logically, all right? And when this happens, collective, guess what? It actually shuts down the right hemisphere of your brain, all right? Now, and there are many ways we can work on this, how you strengthen it. And one of the main ways to work on it and strengthen it is through shadow work, all right? And that means purging out the negative energies, but it also has a lot to do with what you're consuming, all right? Now, you have to change your lifestyle, collective. If you want this to work properly and effectively, because see, you got to realize a lot of the foods that we eat also has an effect on our mind, you know, because your stomach, all right? Your solar plexus is actually your first brain. You know, let me keep it real with you. You know, we always want to get right to the crown chakra, but in order for that crown chakra to work effectively, you got to put the right things in your body. I just wanted to put that out there, you know, no pun intended. Now, another way we can work on this thing is through meditation. Right, meditation plays a huge role in this as well. Okay, now you can use what is called transcendental meditation instead of regular meditation, and this turns the mind away from the body, focusing on something positive. Let me repeat, transcendental meditation focuses on the mind and turning the mind away from the body, focusing on things that are positive. You know, positivity is it's a beautiful thing. I'm not gonna even lie. When you get to thinking about positivity, when you are being met with negativity, guess what? It kills everything that has the negative path in your way. It'll kill it, collective. Now, and then you can go even further and transcend by turning the soul away from the mind. It is effortless because there is no mental concentration involved. You don't even have to get mental with this thing when we're dealing with transcendental meditation. Now, by going beyond the dualistic mind of doubt and beliefs, now, we can enter the God mind and tap into our full potential. Let me repeat. When we get into the dualistic mind of doubt and beliefs, we can actually enter the God mind and tap into our full potential as light beings, all right? Now, and this is the reason why we need to strengthen the right hemisphere of the brain. Now, hemispherically syncing the mind. Let me repeat. Hemispherically syncing your mind. Now, an inquired mind may ask, what is the God mind? And I frequently get asked this question. Now, the God mind is basically seeing the universe through God's perspective. Now, when the thought is absent, when thought is absent, the mind is no longer thinking, all right? What we are left with when the mind is no longer thinking is pure knowing, all right? Similarly, when all negativity is eliminated and you're no longer weighed down by the heavy emotions of things, what is left is pure positivity, aka grace. The grace perspective, which is blissful consciousness, and this results in a Kundalini awakening, which is actually a state of peak awareness. Now, who doesn't want to be aware? When we talk about peak awareness, that's you being tapped into your surroundings and being aware, all right, of everything going on around you with little to no thinking at all. The only way to activate the dormant DNA cells in your brain is to bring the cerebral fluid, the cerebral spinal fluid, up from the base of your spine to the optic thalamus, people. It is said when the fluid makes contact with your pineal gland, you will activate your third eye and illuminate the crown chakra. Let me repeat. It is said when the fluid makes contact with your pineal gland, all right, you will actually activate your third eye, and you will no longer be out of the loop of things, and you'll actually be in the loop, all right? You'll actually have that peak awareness that we all are striving for, and you will illuminate your crown chakra. Now, what this means is you now have an intensified aura, which is a powerful energy biofield that is located both in and around your body, which protects you from negative energy such as hate, such as fear, and the way other people may project upon you. Now, let me put a pin right there. People are projecting negative shit onto you even when you don't know they are, all right? People's thoughts, actions, and the way they perceive you could actually be a detrimental thing, collective, if you're not protected, if you're not aware and have the peak awareness. If your third eye is completely shut off, then you'll never know when people are projecting around you. You'll never be able to feel what you need to feel when people actually are throwing that negative ass energy your way. So you definitely want to be tapped in and understand so you can feel when things are off, when your chakras are not aligned, if you will. So it's very important to tap in. Now, you will not easily be brought down by other people's lower vibrations, all right? You're supposed to be able to detect the lower vibration that's around you at ease, all right? You're supposed to be able to do this effortlessly without thinking, collective. And the only way you do that is if you are aware and got that peak awareness that I'm speaking of right now. Listen, your electromagnetic field is a shield, collective. A shield. And you should be aware of this shield and that electrobio. Listen, this is what it means to wear the armor of God. Literally, when there is no hate, when there is no anger or fear in your heart, and love is present, it will radiate and create an impenetrable Taurus field, okay? Therefore, you are protected everywhere you go with the Holy Spirit and the full armor of God. Now, here's the trick though. As long as you are forgiving, as long as you are loving, and as long as you are accepting and content with your life, so treat others the way that you want to be treated. Being a kind soul and handling negativity with love makes you a master transmuter of negative, aka negativity, all right? And it makes you a complete alchemist. All right. And this is the way you don't want, you know what I'm saying, people to even be able to read you, but you will be able to read them. Okay. And this is the way that you don't get any bad karma, because you're full aware of the things that's going on around you, and you're not self-sabotaging yourself into karma, okay? Because you have nobody to blame but yourself when you create this particular situation for yourself, when you continue to self-sabotage, all right? Instead of you setting up the trap for other people to be sabotaged simply by becoming a transmuter of all negative energy. And that's why it's a true saying, collective, and I'm just keep it real, it's a true saying that you can run from the cops, but you damn sure can't run from the energy. Let me repeat that. You can run from the cops, but you damn sure can't run from the energy. Just like you can't run from yourself, collective. How long are people going to be running from themselves? Eventually, yourself is going to catch up with you. Now, in closing, all right, I'll leave you with this. Understand that there is a reason why people who designed the Matrix shut down the right hemisphere of the brain. So now, we're no longer fighting bodies of government. Guess what we're fighting, collective? We're fighting groups of consciousness that exist because of the system and the way it's created, the Matrix. You know what I mean? So, with that being said, we're fighting groups of consciousness. And when you take a deeper dive and a deeper look at that, you know, because at one point of time, we was fighting bodies of government. But see, the government got smart, collective. They realized the anatomy of who we are. You know, they figured out that we don't know ourselves, and the fact that they know exactly who we are and we don't know exactly who we are, they could use that against us. And that is a crazy situation right there, people. They shut off the right brain thinking. And they want you to be left brain dominant at all times. No, this is your brain, collective. You got a left side and you got a right side. Being able to tap into that right brain thinking and actually strengthening it through shadow work will actually unlock those DNA cells in your brain. All right? So you definitely want to tap in, and you definitely want to get the full spectrum of things. You don't want to be boxed in, okay? God didn't create us to be boxed in, collective. He created us in his image to create and to be the best version of ourselves at all times. You are limitless, and you definitely want to be a limitless being, all right? A luminous being, a being that can conquer all. Being able to transmute that negative energy into something positive is a beautiful thing. Because, see, we don't know how powerful we truly are as individuals. I challenge everybody to actually, you know, do a lot of research on yourself. Who doesn't want to know what's actually going on the inside of their bodies? All right. All I'm saying is, you don't want to be indoctrinated. You definitely want to be educated. And educating yourself, all right, knowledge of self is a beautiful thing. When did it become not important to actually know everything about the cells and everything about the functioning of your bodies? We are the most beautiful beings in the world, collective. Never short yourself, all right? Always remember that to reach your fullest potential, you must unlock every aspect of yourself, all right? And you got a lower aspect, and you definitely got a higher aspect. And I mean many higher aspects of yourself, you know? So in order to tap into this type of knowledge, you must first be real with yourself, collective. You got to want to know, and you got to actually put work in to be the best version of yourself. And that's why the right hemisphere of the brain is so important to tap into, because society itself, the matrix itself, will have us left brain dominant and right brain stupid. Listen, this is Ray Massey, Collective. It feels good to be back in the game. I hope you took your notes tonight. And the beautiful thing about this podcast that I do, you will always be able to go back, listen, and tap in. And listen to it over and over again until you get this shit right and it's embedded in your brain. Listen, it's been real tonight. This is the lecture, Right Brain Thinking, and exactly how to strengthen the right hemisphere of your brain. Listen, collective, I love you. But more importantly, you gotta love yourself. Peace, collective.